From WKAR's Studio S at Michigan State University, this is Current Sports.
Welcome to Current Sports TGIF, folks. I am your host, Al Martin. We have a ton to get to on today's show. MSU, yes, they will be playing Oregon. The time and date is set, ladies and gents. We'll talk about Jarrell Campbell. The spelling bee took place and ended in a tie, can you believe that? And the clip sold for a record-breaking deal. All of that and so much more. But before we do get to all of that, here are your current sports quick hit headliners.
I'm Matthew Ludke, and these are your current sports quick hit headlines for Friday, May 30th. Detroit Cass Tech football star Jarrell Campbell will spend 2 months in jail as part of his sentence handed down this morning in connection with an assault on a school security officer. The 17-year-old must turn himself in on July 28th, giving him time to complete summer school to serve 60 days in the Wayne County Jail with credit for 3 days already spent in custody, said Wayne County Circuit Judge Timothy Kenny, who presides over the criminal division. Said Kenny, quote, "Mr. Campbell's regrettable lack of self-control and his violent response to legitimate school authority has to be sanctioned, no matter who you are." Campbell had been charged with assault with intent to do great bodily harm, a felony, and aggravated assault, a misdemeanor, after a 23-year-old security officer was slammed to the ground on January 22nd inside Cass Tech. He pleaded guilty to the misdemeanor charge during a plea deal struck earlier this month, and the felony charge was dismissed. In other football antics, top Tennessee Titans draft pick Taylor Lewan punched an Ohio State fan despite his insistence that he was trying to break up a dispute last fall, according to his ex-girlfriend and an alleged victim. Lewan, a former Michigan offensive lineman, was charged with one count of aggravated assault and 2 counts of assault and battery after a confrontation after the Buckeyes beat the Wolverines last season. The 22-year-old has said publicly and to police that he was breaking up a dispute and wasn't involved in a fight. According to a 36-page Ann Arbor police report obtained Thursday by the Associated Press, James Hughes of Denver said Lewan hit him in the face, and Alexandra Dilio, whose brother was a teammate of Lewan's, said Taylor is lying about his actions on December 1st. In actual football news, the Pac-12 announced Thursday that Michigan State's September 6th game at Oregon, potentially a matchup of top 10 teams, will kick off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 p.m. local at Oregon's Autzen Stadium, and be televised on Fox. The Pac-12 announced Thursday that MSU's September 6th game at Oregon, potentially a matchup of top 10 teams, will kick off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. local at Oregon's Autzen Stadium, and be televised on Fox. Michigan visits Notre Dame on the same day and will kick off at 7:30 p.m. on NBC. MSU has 3 other night games for sure next season: October 4th at home against Nebraska, November 15th at Maryland, and August 29th at home against Jacksonville State in the season opener. In other Spartan news, Michigan State defensive end Shalique Calhoun cracked the top 10 on National Football Post rankings of the top 100 players in college football. Calhoun is ranked 8th, the highest of any Big Ten player and the 2nd highest defensive end, 2 spots behind Clemson's Vic Beasley. Michigan State quarterback Trey Waynes and running back Jeremy Langford also cracked the top 100, Waynes at number 60 and Langford at 63. In girls soccer, DeWitt and Hazlitt will meet in the Division II District Championships on Saturday after beating East Lansing and Mason in the semifinals on Thursday. DeWitt used 3 quick goals to coast to a 4-0 victory over East Lansing, while Hazlitt held on for a 2-1 win over Mason. DeWitt and Hazlitt played earlier in the year, a 2-0 DeWitt win on April 22nd. On the diamond, the Tigers squeaked by the Oakland A's yesterday, securing a 5-4 win despite a wild day from Rick Porcello and company. Porcello walked 6 batters and surrendered 2 runs, and Joe Nathan allowed 2 runs in the 9th to make things interesting before earning the save. Tiger sluggers Miguel Cabrera and Victor Martinez each had 2 RBIs as the bats made up for Wednesday's rough outing. After a 2-2 split with Oakland, Detroit now heads to Seattle for a 3-game series that starts tonight at 10 p.m. In the NHL, the New York Rangers beat the Montreal Canadiens 1-0, capturing the Eastern Conference crown in 6 games. Dominic Moore scored a late goal in the second, and Henrik Lundqvist had 18 saves to earn the shutout. They reached the Stanley Cup for the first time in 20 years. And in the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs took a 3-2 series lead Thursday night as they cruised to a 117-89 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder. Tim Duncan led the Spurs with 22 points and 12 rebounds, while Manu Ginobili scored 19, Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green each chipped in 14. For the Thunder, Kevin Durant scored 25 points, but Russell Westbrook had only 21 and 7 assists after finishing Game 4 with a whopping 40 points and 10 assists. And also in the NBA, Shelly Sterling sent out a media release that the Sterling Family Trust has agreed to sell the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer for $2 billion. The sale price would be almost four times the previous NBA franchise high, the $550 million paid earlier this month for the Milwaukee Bucks. It would be the second highest price ever paid for a sports team in North America. And that ends your current sports quick hit headliners for today, Friday, May 30th. We'll send it back to Al to start the show.
All right, thanks a lot, Matt. Boy, oh boy, a busy, busy day in the world of sports, including that. Did I hear that right? $2 billion? Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable stuff right there. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about, as you see. A lot to talk about. Folks, we are opening our phone lines throughout this entire hour. 517-355-9527. 517-355-9527. But you know what? We're going to have a little fun on today's show. Rewinding time, you know, and I was sitting talking to Matt and Alex about this yesterday. And you know what? We totally missed our one-year anniversary here on Current Sports. It happened on May 13th, actually. We've now been on the air for more than a year, folks. Man, time flies when you're having fun. But, you know, I remember last year when we started this show in the month of May, Matt, and we actually did the whole Spelling Bee episode, and we're kind of bringing it back today during our second segment of today's Current Sports. And I'm going to be on the other end. I'm going to be quizzing you guys in light of the Scripps Spelling Bee, which took place last night. Had some pretty comical moments. And actually, you know, it ended in a tie. Can you believe that? It ended in a tie. Two boys won the Scripps National Spelling Bee yesterday. For the first time in 52 years, two spellers ended things in a tie. Unbelievable stuff. I'm not going to butcher these names, but Sirim Hathwar of Painted Post, New York, and Ahsan Soju of Fort Worth, Texas. They shared the title after a riveting final round duel. They nearly exhausted the 25 designated championship words, but after it was all said and done, two were crowned Spelling Bee champs. So we always have a fun time here on the show when talking about the Spelling Bee, and I'm actually going to quiz Alex and Matt to see how well they can spell. Matt, did you ever win any Spelling Bees back in elementary school at all, man?
A spelling bee in high school, but it wasn't a school wide. It was just my class.
Oh wow!
So today I am nervous. 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 I'm right. A little scared. I'm a little scared of what kind of words you got over there. And oh gosh,
I've done some research here. Now you won't get a sentence or a definition from me, but
I'm not even. What about language of origin? I'm not
maybe.
Even gonna get language of origin.
No, none of that. Just with me, it's just cut and dry. You know, this is the Current Sports Spelling Bee, so yeah, we don't go that much in depth. You ready, Alex? You'll be taking on Matt, man.
I'm ready, man. And there's no ties allowed today, guys. No ties, Matt. I will not tie you.
There can only be one.
There can only be one. And you know what, folks? I just got word that we'll actually be getting some Lansing Lugnuts tickets and doing ticket giveaways in the coming weeks for you all. And you know what? You can call in at 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Now, this is the deal, though. I won't allow you guys to spell the same words that I give Matt and Alex. I will give you an entirely different word. And who knows? I mean, these callers in the technology age that we live in, they probably have Google or their laptops or tablets sitting right there ready to cheat. Okay, let's be honest here. So, I'm gonna say this. Those who call in today, again, 517-355-9527. Those who call in today, our callers who call in today, in order to win a chance at getting those tickets and enjoying a good old time at Cooley Law School Stadium, downtown Lansing, You have to spell a word correctly. Now, I'm going to give you the word, and Matt, you know what? They only got, I'm going to give them, I'm thinking 10 seconds. Is 10 seconds too much? 10 seconds tops to say, okay, go and
no,
spell it?
No, I think that's fair.
Is that fair?
You got to be.
It depends. There must be some fast typers.
I was going to say, you got to have some quick fingers if you're going to do that.
Right.
And be able to read it and be, you know. Well, so I think 10 seconds.
At the same time, remember, these are not professional spellers calling in. No offense, listeners, but, you know, some of them might stumble or question a little bit. Give them the benefit of the doubt. I'd say give them about 15 seconds.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, man, you know, I'm pretty sure somebody's going to call it with their MacBook just right there.
I mean, you're worried about listeners. I'm worried about Alex. He's over there. He's got a wall of computers in between us and him. He can do anything he wants on those monitors. He's going to be Googling.
I don't even know how to spell the word cheat. So.
You know what? I'm going to have Andre look at you. I should have Andre, our intern, Andre Sims, look at you the entire time.
He's watching.
All right, man. I'm going to ask Andre after the show if Alex is cheating. We're going to see. We're going to open our phone lines, 517-355-9527. If you want a chance at, you know, winning some Lansing Lug Nuts tickets, call in right now. And you know what? We're not just going to give you the tickets, okay? You got to earn it here, folks. I'm going to give you a word, and if you spell it correctly, then hey, boom shakalaka. Boom goes the dynamite, okay? Again, 517-355-9527. In the meantime, folks, before we get to all of the spelling action, we have a ton to talk about. And we're going to start things off by highlighting, as Matt just alluded to in our current Sports Quick Hit headliners, MSU and Oregon. How about this? Now, the Pac-12, they announced that MSU will play Oregon on September 6th at Oregon's Autzen Stadium. It will be televised by Fox. It will be a 6:30 p.m. Eastern time game, 3:30 p.m. local time in Oregon game. So it's going to be a fun game. MSU, they also have three other night games for sure next season. October 4th at home against Nebraska. That's an 8 p.m. game. November 15th at Maryland. That's also an 8 p.m. game. And August 29th at home against Jacksonville State in the season opener. Guys, I want to get your thoughts on this because I'm certainly looking forward to this game. Playing Oregon, you know, a team who's been, you know, at the mountaintop of college football for quite some time. Each and every year, we hear how the analysts praise this team. They rain down praises of how fast Oregon is, and their style of offense is so unique. It's an unbelievable football program. And for me, looking at just the overall mantra of college football, I always wonder, you know, when you talk about teams from other conferences, how they would stack up against a team from, you know, the Big Ten. You know, those SEC teams going against a team from the Big Ten or a Pac-12. I mean, I always wonder that. And now this allows that stage to come to fruition. And we'll see, really, I think in this game, how good and how solid this MSU program is, I think. This is an opportunity. Now, for me, it's a little nerve-wracking for me being an MSU alum because watching this MSU football team and the perception it has now, being a Rose Bowl championship team, the target is on their back right now. People out there, the national perception of Michigan State football right now is that this is one of the top-tier programs in the country. So what better way to test that? Well, to play another top-tier team in the country in that of Oregon. And, you know, when you talk about, you know, Shalique Calhoun, I sat down with MSU defensive end Shalique Calhoun this week on Current Sports TV, and this kind of, you know, he gave a great answer that kind of speaks to that whole notion of seeing how MSU stacks up against the rest of the nation in competition. And, you know, I asked Shalique, you know, one of the Facebook.com/Current Sports questions was for the 12th man, was if you could sack any NFL quarterback, who would it be and why? And Shalique immediately came out and said Johnny Manziel of Texas A&M, the former Texas A&M quarterback, former Heisman Trophy winner. And the reason he gave was because he never got his shot to play against Johnny Manziel, of course, in college. And, you know, that's always in the back of players like Michigan State, Shalique Calhoun. They want to see, you know, they see Oregon on TV all the time and the national attention that they get. And they always wonder, what if we played them? And this speaks right to that notion, Matt.
It does. And, you know, going into the college football playoff era, games like this, I think, are going to be more frequent and they're going to be very important because you need to have that kind of showcase game out of conference to kind of bolster your resume when it gets down to those top four spots. You want a marquee win like at Oregon on your resume at the end of the year because that's going to carry a lot of weight. It's going to carry more weight than, You know, maybe you drop a game in the Big Ten. I think people will forgive that if you beat Oregon in week two.
Right, right. Exactly. That's very, very true. And you know what? I want to ask you this, Matt, too, because, you know, looking at this game, you go out and you're on a national stage playing a team like Oregon. Let's be honest here. You don't want to go out there and embarrass yourself. You don't. It would be bad. Very, very bad. And just kind of confirm what everyone in the nation thinks about, you know, teams in the Pac-12 or the SEC compared to the rest of the nation. It would just confirm everything that the Big Ten and other conferences aren't ready for the big dogs, if you will, if MSU comes out and gets blown out that game.
Absolutely. You know? I think it's arguably a bigger game for the Big Ten than it is just for Michigan State.
Right.
I mean, just because of the perception that the Big Ten's had over the last, you know, 5 or 10 years has been that of kind of a second-tier conference to the SEC and more recently the Pac-12 as well. If they go in and fresh off beating Stanford in the Rose Bowl, also beat Oregon, you know, in the early going of next season, I think that really puts a feather in the cap of the Big Ten that, yeah, we can hang with these guys. I mean, we just beat the two golden boys of the Pac-12 with a program that in you know, the Big Ten landscape sometimes isn't even in the top four of schools you list as the big-time programs. You know, that's the Ohio States, the Michigans, the Penn States. If Michigan State is becoming a program that can hang with the big boys of the Pac-12, look out, because the Big Ten might be a better conference than people give it credit for.
Exactly. And I really think Michigan State, you know, of course it's early in the season. I mean, we don't know how good Michigan State or Oregon are going to be before the season tips off. Right now, we're kind of just in gaze land right now, just kind of predicting things. And I think that Michigan State will hold its own. It's going to be a great game. And, you know, I was looking at a few forums this morning and just looking up ticket prices just to see how much it would cost to go out there and attend that game. Because I'm pretty sure, you know, I hope the green and white really go out and attend that game and show their colors out there and support MSU in a big game like this on a national stage. And, you know, it's pretty expensive to go out there, man.
I can imagine.
It's pretty expensive. I saw a few, like the cheapest plane ticket out there, and there are direct flights from Michigan straight to Oregon. And they were like in the 500 range.
Oh,
I'm sitting there like, you got to be kidding me, man. Unbelievable stuff. So it's pretty far. I mean, it's going to be very, very expensive. But I still really hope that Michigan State travels well out there. And, looking at how they traveled in the Rose Bowl game, I don't see why, you know, a reason not to, you know, play a team like Oregon.
Right, and especially this kind of matchup. I mean, we don't get these often. And when you look at just the type of teams that they have, I mean, Oregon for the past decade has been, you know, the kind of new wave offensive team where it's just speed, speed, speed. They score as quick as they can, and they're going up against Michigan State, who is known for their defense. So it's an interesting clash of styles, too.
Right.
One that honestly I think favors Michigan State, and they're definitely going to test.
You think so?
Yes, definitely going to test the new players on defense because they have so many new guys to bring into the fold.
Yeah.
But look at what happens to Oregon anytime they play a team that is tougher than they are. Mm-hmm. They fold. I mean, Stanford beats them like a drum every year.
Stanford.
Even when
true.
Stanford doesn't look particularly good, they still beat Oregon. It looks like a matchup that I think favors Michigan State. But at the beginning of the year, you never really know what you have.
You never know. Because I always go back to, I chuckle now looking back at it, but if we could play sound bites from me when Michigan State, at the beginning of the year,
South Florida game.
Them.
Well, because they look terrible.
They look so bad. I'm sitting there, I'm just straight up bashing them. I sat down with D'Antonio and was telling him about it. He just laughed it off. And that's what I'm saying. You never know. I mean, every season, from the beginning of a season to the end of a season, a team could look entirely different. You become more in tune with yourself, and chemistry develops, and you just sometimes things just click. Now, it could be the opposite with certain teams, like the Indiana Pacers, but that's another subject. You know, you never know how these teams are going to be. But let's just say here, now, we won't play this tape back because I'm just in fantasy land right now. If you had to give a score and had to give a prediction on how that game would go, Matt, it seems as though you're going with Michigan State.
Oh, yeah, all day.
Give me a score.
24-17.
Okay, that's not a crazy score.
24-17.
24-17, okay. If Alex, what would you say?
Before I give my prediction, I just want to give a comment on the matchup. I've seen more hype about Marcus Mariota as the Oregon quarterback than I've seen coverage about the Oregon team. For me, I'm more looking forward to Michigan State containing Marcus Mariota. The last time Michigan State saw a running dual quarterback that had the speed that this guy has was a guy named Braxton Miller out of Ohio State. They still won that game. So for me, that's the big matchup is, are they going to be able to handle a guy as speedy as Marcus Mariota on the ground? So with that in mind, I'm going to go with Matt. I don't know if it's going to be that heavily lopsided. You said 24-7, Matt?
17.
Oh, 17. Okay. I'm going to say it's going to be about 21-17.
There you go.
I'm going MSU 24-21. I think it's going to be a nail biter. It's going to come down to a kicker's leg. And we'll see. It's going to be a fun game to watch, though.
It's going to be a fun game. It's a great place.
It's an odd time, 6:30?
Well, yeah.
It's odd time.
It's prime time. It's 3:30 on the West Coast. That makes sense.
Right, it does.
Fox loves to slot their stuff like a half hour before everybody else.
Right,
you know,
that's
you get those prime time 7 o'clock games. Well, Fox puts it at 6:30.
Right, exactly. I hope Gus rocks the mic. I hope Gus Johnson rocks the mic. He's my favorite.
And he is their guy.
And he's their guy, you know. So we'll definitely see. That's going to be fun. All right. Again, folks, we're asking you to call in. You know, and like I said, we have some ticket giveaways to give away in some coming weeks when it comes to the Lansing Lugnuts. And in honor of the Scripps Spelling Bee, which took place last night, we're asking you to call in. And we're not just going to give you these tickets. It's not like, oh, caller number 9, you get the tickets. No. You got to call in and you got to get a question right. I mean, you got to get a word right, excuse me. I'm going to give you a word, and if you can spell it right, hey, you could be walking home with a few tickets. So, again, 517-355-9527. Before we hit the first break, guys, really quickly, J. Rule Campbell is, of course, was a highly touted recruit. Highly, highly touted recruit. A pretty darn good football player, I must say, out of Cass Tech. Detroit Cass Tech. We all know the history of football when it comes to that school. But as Matt alluded to in our current sports quick hit headliners, J. Rule Campbell will spend 2 months in jail as a part of his sentence handed down this morning in connection with an assault on a school security officer. Now, the 17-year-old must turn himself in on July 28th, that gives him time to complete summer school and whatnot. He will serve 60 days in the Wayne County Jail with credit for 3 days already spent in custody. So really quickly, guys, before we hit this break, you know, I remember when this story first came up and we talked about it that morning. We actually swapped out our whole plan for that show to talk about J. Rule Campbell. And we all kind of bit our tongue and approached it with caution simply due to the fact that we didn't know the complete story, I guess you could say, or J. Rule's side of it, if there was a J. Rule side of things. But now that the dust is settled, if you will, and we kind of know that J. Rule was in the wrong, he issued an apology and whatnot, and you know, he really regrets it. And we've seen what has transpired now. And he gets 60 days in jail here. First off, attacking this thing piece by piece, do you guys think he deserves 60 days in jail for this crime? Me personally, hey, I saw no problem with it. He was caught on film for body slamming a security guard. I think if anything, the judges here wanted to send a message. And that the message was clear that no matter who you are, if you are a highly touted football recruit that could be taking your talents to Michigan State, the attention is on you. You may be a local celebrity in town. It doesn't matter who you are. If you are someone of that status, if you do something wrong, you're going to be punished. You are the hammer is going to be nailed on you. Now, there are some out there that feel as though the punishment that he got for the 60 days in jail, they've seen people for less, do things less than that, body slam and security. They've seen people get a lesser crime for more, if you will. And for me personally, I saw the judges here trying to send a message. And you know, maybe this gives J. Rule time to reflect and say, hey, I really screwed up here. And it, you know, maybe it serves as definitely a lesson for him. But personally, for me, I didn't see a problem with the 60 days in jail.
It's tough. I can see both sides of it. On one hand, I don't know if I've ever seen, and you know, obviously I haven't done extensive research on this, I don't know if I've ever seen a high school kid get jail time for like a 5-second altercation.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I understand where it's coming from because it was on film. Everybody saw it. He's clearly in the wrong. It definitely deserves some sort of punishment. I just don't know if 60 days in jail is the appropriate response.
Think it was too harsh?
Maybe a little bit. Now, I'm not minimizing what he did or anything like that. It's just I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. And obviously it's because, you know, if he wasn't J. Rule Campbell, I don't think we'd be hearing about this story anyway.
Right.
You know, it wouldn't be in the news. It wouldn't be on, you know, the free website on the sports page or anything like that. I just don't think I've ever seen a high school kid get in that much trouble and have to serve time in jail for 2 months for a 5-second altercation. It just seems crazy to me.
Right, right. It really is. I mean, and you look at it though, and again, it's so sticky because he was caught on camera doing this. And I definitely bit my tongue when it first came out because I'm saying, okay, well, maybe the security guard might have enticed him to do this and the whole thing transpired. And J. Ruse clearly looks as though he was in the wrong here. And I think this has to do a lot with his history as well.
I was just going to bring that up. He's had things happen in the past, too.
Right. You know, we brought up the moment where he's walking through after a game. He's walking through the line. You know, it's supposed to be a sportsmanship moment here where you're supposed to slap fives and say good game and go home. And he gets into it with one of the players and actually delivers a punch to one of the players. And he has to, this is all caught on video as well. And the coaching staff has to hold him back. This is a kid who's clearly troubled. And I'm glad that he's having to serve some anger management classes here because I think he definitely needs it. But it just really, it hurts for me to see a young black kid, me being from Detroit and talking to kids all the time at different high schools. It hurts for me to see a kid who had a scholarship in his hands, right, had an opportunity to change his life, change his family's life, do something good for himself, and just throw it all away because of stupidity at the end of the day. Just dumb, stupid. And I don't think now, I mean, his football future now, it might have just went out the window, to be honest. I always go back to a friend of mine that I grew up with in high school, and he kind of just threw away his hope. He was a great basketball player. And he kind of just threw away all of his dreams because one day he got caught smoking marijuana. And he found, you know, the coach found out. Next thing you know, the recruits who were coming out found out. And they wanted nothing to do with him. And his dreams just went totally out the window. Nobody wanted to offer him anything. He ended up playing at Henry Ford Community College, played a few years there, just gave up the dream. But who knows what would have happened if he would have got those D1 offers somewhere. He could have blossomed into a great player. But I just hate to see instances like this. I hope the young man learns from it. And I do believe in second chances. I don't think MSU is going to give him a second chance simply because, I mean, D'Antonio runs his program a certain way and he wants a certain caliber of player coming into his program. J. Rue doesn't fit that mold. But I do hope somebody gives him a shot and hopefully, you know, he changes his life around. Because if anything, this is a sad story, if anything.
Absolutely. And I think somebody will, and hopefully, you know, with the 60 days in jail, he has time to kind of, I mean, like you were saying, he has time to kind of reflect on what happened and maybe change his life a little bit. Maybe this will be the wake-up call that he needs to kind of get his act together and get ready for the next chapter in his life, because right, you don't want a mistake that you made when you were 17 to alter the course of your life in a negative way. So hopefully he can make something positive out of this.
Yeah.
But at the moment, like you said, it's just a downer.
It is. It definitely is a downer. All right, folks, let's hit the second break. But But before we do, we have a caller that wants to call in and possibly get some Lansing Lugnut tickets. All right. Right now, I believe it's what, Bill from Okemos right now? Alex, Bill from Okemos, how you doing? And welcome to Current Sports. Do we have Bill? Is Bill there, Alex? I think that might be Bill calling right now. Alex, you want to hit the break or put Bill on right now? Is he coming?
He's working out a deal with Bill here. There we go.
Do we have Bill now?
Bill's brokering for more tickets.
I know. Bill, welcome to Current Sports. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Very, very well. Well, are you ready to have your shot at winning these tickets?
I'm sorry?
I said, are you ready to have your shot at winning these tickets? You ready to spell something?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Bill. All right, this is how it's going to go down. I'm going to give you 10 seconds. Is Andre in there? Andre, I want you to stand up and let me know when his time is up. And at that time, Bill, you give me the correct spelling of the word, okay?
Okay, do I have to wait 10 seconds if I know it?
Oh, if you know it, hey, you can start whenever you want.
Okay.
If you want to start, hey, 2 seconds in, you can go ahead. Okay, you ready?
All right, I'm going to tell you the word and then spell it. How's that?
Okay. That's not how this works. That's too easy, Bill. I might as well give you the tickets right now.
That would make it really hard.
I know, right? Exactly.
I'm thinking. Okay, go ahead.
All right, here we go, Bill. Here's your word. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is. I'm going to give you this word. It is prognosticate. Prognosticate.
Prognosticate.
That's a verb to foretell from signs or symptoms, predict prophecy. What is how do you spell prognosticate?
P-R-O-G-N-O-S-T-I-C-A-T-E.
Bill, you are the man, and you have just won you some Lansing Lugnut tickets. See how easy that is, folks? There you have it, Bill. Thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, now, do I win two or four? I don't know.
Well, we'll send you the information. We'll hook that up. Make sure Alex gets his information. We'll all jot that down, and we'll let you know soon.
Okay, yeah, and I need him for during the week because I work on weekends up north.
Oh, gotcha. All right, Bill. We'll be in touch. Definitely, brother.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. You too. All right. Well, see how easy it is, folks. And before we hit the first break, we also have another caller right now. John from Holt. Oh, Cap from, what is it? Cal from Holt. I'm sorry. Alex is always in my ear left and right. Cal from Holt. How you doing, Cal? Welcome to the show.
Doing good, Al. I just had a thought and one comment about the J. Rule thing, and that was he body slammed the security guard. 60 days is not a very long time if you hurt this gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So you didn't think it was harsh enough?
I'm sorry?
You didn't think the punishment was harsh enough, Cal?
Well, no, I just think that the security guard should be considered. I haven't even heard anything about how badly he was hurt. Was he hurt? Did he get up and walk away?
Right, right. Yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, from looking at the reports here, as far as the security guard is concerned, I know that during the hearing when he was sentenced to 60 days in jail, the security guard was not present. As far as his injuries are concerned, I'm not sure how severe those were. We can definitely do some research and definitely check back on that. But yeah, that's definitely true because there is another side to this whole thing.
And I'm sympathetic to the energies of a high school football player. I understand how he might have got excited and made a mistake. If his mistake cost that man his livelihood or his health, I don't think 60 days is much of a sentence.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Cal, for the call. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Al.
Thank you. All right. Well, ladies and gents, let's hit the first break of the show. You can do just like Cal and Bill did. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts on anything in the sports world. We're also giving away tickets. A lot going on today. Don't go anywhere. Current Sports returns in just a sec. Welcome back to Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Well, you know what, folks? Did you watch the Spelling Bee last night? It was a fun time. I always tune in to check it out. And, you know, there was a pretty cool moment here. I just want to play this really quick.
Kabara Goya.
Kabara Goya. I know it! I know it! I totally know it! Okay. Kabara Goya. C-A-B-A. R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabara Goya. What?
Kabara Goya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
That was great, man. Did you see that last night?
I did.
That was hilarious, wasn't it?
That poor kid.
Oh, gosh.
Poor Jacob Williamson. He did think he had it. He was very excited to know that he thought he had it. And the one thing I do love, though, is how supportive the crowd is.
Right. Oh,
you know, it's
that.
Not like anybody's happy that, you know, maybe a kid who's competing with their son or daughter gets a question wrong. Everybody is genuinely happy for these kids to be there and excited when they get words right. And you can feel the kind of devastation in the crowd when the kids get words
wrong. Yeah, you can't. You know, it's just, if anything, that's a lesson. You know, never think that you got it in the bag, okay? You know,
certainly don't exclaim it on national TV.
Right. He's, oh, I got this. It's game time. Kabara Goya. And then, boom. Yeah. It was a fun time. It was the first time, again, in 52 years that there was actually a tie. Two spellers were declared champions of the Scripps National Spelling Bee on Thursday. It was a fun time. And, you know, we always have fun when it comes to Spelling Bee here on the show. So much so that, you know, we decided to put Alex and Matt to the test. Yes, Alex and Matt will be put to the test right now, and I'm curious to see who's going to come out with this. I will be throwing questions out. Well, not questions, excuse me. Words out to Matt and Alex. And whoever gets it right will get a point. We'll go about five or six questions here, and we'll see who wins this thing. You guys ready?
I guess.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I loved it. I did a lot of research here and looked up some words. Now, some of them are easy, some of them are hard. I kind of, you know, mixed it up a little bit here. And I'll start off light on you guys. You ready, Alex?
I was born ready, Al. I'm a champ, man. Don't doubt
right. I'll start off. I'm gonna start off here with Matt. Now, if Matt gets it wrong, you have an opportunity, Alex, to steal it and see if you can get it. See if you can steal that point. All right, you ready? You ready, Matt?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now, before we get started, do I have the 10-second window, or are we just
you? No, I'll let you. I'll give you more because you aren't sitting in front of a laptop.
Yeah, I have no screens right now.
And I got Andre watching Alex right now. Okay. So we have two security measures here for that.
Whew.
I'll give you about, I'll be the judge of that. I'll let you know.
Okay.
When
it's time
like to
wrap
it up. I
can pick up my heartbeat on the mic, Alex. This is terrible. Yeah. I'm so nervous. All right, let's do it.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. First one. Here's your first word. Complacency.
Okay.
Complacency.
Complacency. COMPLACENCY. Complacency.
Boom, shakalaka. You got it, Matt.
Boom. Okay.
All right. That's 1 point for Matt. Here we go. You ready, Alex?
Pressure's on.
The pressure is on, my brother. Okay. I'm going to have to, let me dig here. I got a lot of words in front of me here. Got a lot of words. Oh, okay. I got one. Okay. You ready? Here we go. Alex, your word is plagiarism.
Plagiarism. Okay. That's a little bit of a tough one, but I think I can get it. I'm going to just take a couple seconds to...
Hold on, Andre. Make sure he's not cheating. I can't see him behind the glass.
I'm going to take a couple
hands
seconds
up, Alex.
To think
hands
about
up.
This.
Hands where we can see him.
Hands up. Where's Andre at?
He's right here. Okay. I think I'm going to get this one. All right. Complacency.
No. Whoa.
Excuse me. Plagiarism.
No. Go ahead. Definitely try and spell complacency.
Right.
Plagiarism. PLAGIRISM.
Say it one more time.
PLAGIRISM.
Oh, that is wrong, Alex.
Oh,
that
no.
is wrong. It is actually PLAGIARISM.
I-S-M. Oh,
okay, so now we said you were going to let me steal it. Now,
yeah,
even though you just read
it,
I did write it down correctly.
Oh, you did?
Right there. Just letting you know. I don't want the point. I just want
to
let it be known.
You did get it right. Matt is an English major here, too. Okay.
That's true.
Oh, man. This
but it's not
be...
like they teach spelling at college-level English.
Oh, God. Okay, you're right. Okay, all right. Well, let me move on here. Okay. I'm going to go very, very hard now.
Oh, great.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Matt, this is for you.
Okay.
Lingua franca. Lingua franca. That is a noun.
Good luck, Matt.
And it is something as a system of common interests of social symbols that functions like a common language in making individuals comprehensible to one another. I have no idea what I just said, but that is a word.
Lingua franca.
Yep.
And now we're sure you are pronouncing this correctly.
Yep, I have the pronunciation guide here.
Okay.
Yep. Lingua franca.
Lingua franca. Okay, I'm going to go lingua franca. LINGUIAFRANCA. Lingua franca.
Oh, you were so close. You were so close, Matt. That is wrong, though. I almost blew it here. Alex, you have a chance to steal. Lingua franca.
Oh, gosh.
Lingua franca.
Yep.
Lingua franca. LINGUIAFRANCA.
Oh, you were on the right track.
Isn't that exactly what I said? I think it is.
It may have been.
If that's not how it's spelled, that's how it should be spelled.
Right. That is how it should be spelled.
Well, this is how it's spelled, guys. LINGUA franca FRANCA.
So we just added that I.
You added the I. And I think, you're talking about linguia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Linguia.
Exactly. All right. So nobody gets a point there right now. Matt, you are leading 1-0.
Gosh.
I'll start off. We'll go back to Alex this time.
Yeah.
Alex. Okay, Alex, here we go. Oh, boy. Okay. Hopefully, I won't butcher the pronunciation of this one, even though I have the guy right here. You ready? Okay.
I'm ready, Al.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Anthropomorphic. Hey, I think
anthropomorphic?
Anthropomorphic, yep. It is described or thought of as having human form or attributes, ascribing human characteristics to non-human things.
All right, give me a second. I got to think about this one. Mm-hmm.
Love this music.
Just playing the music so we don't hear those keys tight.
Okay, I gave you a lot of time there.
You did.
Anthropomorphic.
Anthropomorphic.
You better get this right.
A lot of time to Google that, Alex.
Yeah.
That's right. Andre, you didn't see that, right? You were good? Good. Anthropomorphic. A-N-T-H-R-O-P-O-M-O-R-P-H-I-C. Anthropomorphic.
You got it.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Wow.
Boom.
That was pretty impressive. That was impressive.
You.
Okay,
you know,
All right.
I did win my fourth grade spelling bee.
That was pretty good. All right, 1-1 now. 1-1 now.
It's 1-1.
All right, we're gonna go a few more here. So it's we're in the finals now. I'm gonna hit you with let's see here. Oh boy. Okay. I have it. Here we go. You ready? Here we go, Matt.
Let's do it.
Comedian. No, that's a tough one. Never mind. Let's go to another one. Let's go. That's a bad one. Okay. This is a good one. Isochronous.
Isochronous?
Yep. Isochronous.
Ooh. Okay.
Isochronous.
Isochronous?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Isochronous. Isochronis. Isochronous.
Wrong. All right, Alex, you can steal it here.
Isochronous. Isochronis.
Oh, no, you were so close, though. It's Isochronous.
N-O-U-S. Okay.
There you have that. All right, guys.
Wow.
Okay, still tied right now.
Now, was the other one C-O-M-E-D-E-I-I?
You know what I laughed at? You guys are going to die laughing right now. So how did I say that word?
I can't remember.
You said comedian.
I said comedian, right? Comedian is what I said. The word was comedian.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. See, now, I don't know what the bigger test is. Us trying to spell these words, are you trying to pronounce them?
At least you can laugh.
That was so bad.
At least you know
what comedian was the word.
Well, Al.
And I said comedian.
At least you know what a comedian is since you're laughing. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, that was pretty. I had to call myself out because that was so embarrassing.
I think I could have gotten comedian. That's for sure.
You're the kind of guy that knows what the word means without knowing how to spell it.
Right,
that's great.
Right.
That's great.
Exactly. That's so funny to me. Okay. All right. Next word wins here, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. So I'm starting with Matt now, right?
Yep.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Aerodynamic.
Okay. That's an easy one.
Aerodynamic.
Oh,
yeah. I want that's what I'm saying. Next one word. So I'm going to kind of ease into this.
All right. Aerodynamic. Aerodynamic. Aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic. Bingo. All right, Alex. You ready?
I'm ready, man. Let's see.
Okay. I want to be fair here. So I'm going to say, I think this is pretty equivalent to it. Anonymity. Anonymity.
Anonymity.
Yep. Pretty simple.
A-N-O-N-Y-M-I-T-Y.
Oh, nice, nice. Okay. All right. You're going tit for tat here. Okay.
that was actually a little confusing.
It throws you in the middle. You know what I mean? Okay. All right. Here we go, Matt. Matriculation.
Oh, matriculation.
Matriculation. Trickling down.
See, I think it's... It's one letter that I'm having trouble with here.
Oh. I thought this would be an easy one.
Me too. Then you write them both out, and they both look wrong, and they both look right.
All right, here we go.
Matriculation. Gosh, all right. M-A-T-R-I-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. R-I-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N.
You're right, brother. You're right. You're right. Okay. Wow. Okay. You pulled it out. I'm curious. How did you spell it the other way?
With an E. M-E.
Okay.
That was the big sticking point there. Okay.
All right. Here's another. Here's a of equal value for you, Alex. Here we go.
All
right. Let's go with circumstantial.
Circumstantial. Okay.
Circumstantial.
I'm gonna go plug at this one right away. C I R C U M S T A N T I A L. Circumstantial.
Okay. Okay. I'm about to turn up the heat now.
Oh, brother.
I'm about to turn up the heat. Here we go. Now, this word means carvings or inscriptions on a rock.
Hieroglyphics, then.
Is that hieroglyphics.
Hell, you gave it away before. You can't do that.
Well, no. It's not.
You don't give the definition before you say
the
word.
Why does that matter?
Why does that matter?
That's a little bit of a clue.
I'll choose another one. All right. I got a bunch up here. Let's go with
I had hieroglyphics.
Let's go with.
Yeah, you knew the word before he said it. That's the point.
Well, yeah, because I know the definition. Oh, but it's not like these kids go in and they never have any idea.
Right, exactly. All right, here we go. Let's All right, Matt. Well, Alex
new
has
word.
Built
this
funeral for you, maybe here. The Decatron. Let me pronounce this right.
Yeah.
Dodecahedron. Yep. Dodecahedron. Yep, that's how it is.
What?
Dodecahedron. Dodecahedron, having 12 plain faces.
12 sides.
Yep. Dodecahedron.
I hate this. Hieroglyphics, come on!
I know, right?
And I got cheated on the point for plagiarism, which I had correct.
Yeah, he did it.
Dodecahedron.
Yep.
D-I-D-E-C-A-D-R-O-N. Dodecahedron.
One more time? You said
D-I-D?
D-I-D.
D. E C A D R O N.
Dodecahedron. Nope. D O D.
D O D.
D O D. Dodecahedron. D O D E C A.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I'm saying a word. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, I got to give. I always do that.
Good. I'm glad. Okay. Give him a different word.
Netique. Netique.
Netique.
Netique, Alex.
What is the definition of netique?
The rules of conduct governing communication on the internet.
Netique. Yeah, come on. Everybody knows that.
Let me go through the process. Is this a... What is the
no,
origin?
No. We agreed before we started. There is no country of origin.
Natique. I'm going to need a second on this.
Furious Googling.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
Okay. Natique. N-E-T-Y-I-Q-U-E.
Oh, man. You guys are killing me. No, that's wrong. Nope.
Okay. N-E-T-I-Q-U-E.
That's your final answer?
Sure.
Matt, you forgot three letters, but that's wrong now because you've got three letters. Add an E-T-T-E.
Wait, what?
Yep.
So it's like I can't even say it.
So it's netiquette is.
Al, are you netiquette, sure?
It's not netiquette.
I looked up this word because it looked like netiquette. I said netiquette. Then I looked up the pronunciation. They said netique.
Are you sure this isn't a comedian deal here?
Right.
Are you a comedian right now?
I looked it up. I looked that one up. Okay. All right. All right. I gotta get one here. Photogenic. No, that's too easy. Okay, you ready?
Is this back to me?
This is you, yeah, because you tried to steal it, you didn't get it wrong.
Okay,
so is back to you. Okay, you ready?
Oh, brother. Here we
go. Okay. Mugwump. Mugwump. The head or leader of any body or persons. Mugwump. Mugwump.
M-U-G. W-O-M-P.
That is wrong, Alex. You can steal it.
Megwump?
Mugwump.
Mugwump.
Mugwump. Mugwump.
Tough one. I'm going to say M-O-G-W-U-O-M-P.
You guys are killing me. M-U-G-W-U-M-P.
W-U-M-P.
Mugwump.
No O in there? Huh?
Nope, no O. No O. You guys, okay. Somebody. Man. Let's see here. Okay. I got a few here.
Are we breaking into like the championship round words?
Yeah. Yep. All right. Corduroy. You know corduroys. You rock corduroys.
Corduroy.
There you go, Alex. Have your free point.
It's on you.
Oh, it's me?
Oh, yeah.
Corduroy? I don't even know how to spell corduroy, to be honest. But I know what a corduroy is. Corduroy. Oh, man, this is a tough one.
I got some corduroys at home.
I'm sure you do, Al. Corduroy.
I should have rocked them today.
I wonder if our intern knows how to spell corduroy. Andre, you want to help me out? No.
All right, what
corduroy.
Is it?
Corduroy.
Matt, you can win it if you steal it here.
Corduroy. Corduroy.
Boom shakalaka. Matt wins it. That is how you spell corduroy. Matt,
I knew it.
I knew it. Matt, congratulations again, folks. We have about 9 minutes left in the show. If you want a chance to win some Lansing Lugnuts tickets, you can call in at 517-355-9527. We'll give you a word and see how well you can spell, okay? Oh, boy, fun times. We'll hit the second break when we come back. We'll wrap up the show by talking a little NHL and NBA. And it's Friday, Reflection Friday, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, folks.
Kabara Goya.
I know it. I totally know it. Okay. Kabara Goya. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabara Goya. What?
Kabara Goya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
I love at the end of the clip how he's like, oh, I knew it. Yeah, you're right. Oh, boy, that was a fun time. The spelling bee, again, congrats to Sarir Hothwar and Anson Sujo of Fort Worth, Texas, and of New York, sharing the title of the Scripps Spelling Bee last night. We just had a fun time as Matt is now the current sports spelling bee champion.
What does he win?
2014, you know, just, you know, I'll buy him lunch tomorrow. I will buy Matt lunch tomorrow for winning. Stay high about that. So, again, you can call in right now. We have 5 minutes left. We'll give you a word. You can possibly win some tickets to go see the Lansing Lugnuts. 517-355-9527. To wrap up the show, guys, boy, I tell you, man, this series has been so predictable. You know, I guess both of them, really, in NHL and the NBA. I mean, we kind of felt as though the Rangers had that one in the bag. I chose Montreal. I was definitely trying to just try to take the other end in this whole thing. But, you know, the New York Rangers, they get it done. So they have made their trip to the Stanley Cup Finals. And how about the Spurs, man? They just look like a entirely different team from last game. You can never predict that series because, first of all, it's not really – I mean, every game has really been a blowout. And there's been no away team that's won. Period. So that series has been kind of predictable if you go by the rule of the book on how a series is supposed to go. But I'm still sticking with the Thunder, though, to pull this out. Now they go to OKC, and we'll see how things transpire there. I'm still sticking with my guns, though. I think that game, I mean, the Spurs just play like the Spurs, really. I mean, that's what it came down to. But were you shocked at all about anything that happened last night, Matt?
Not really. I mean, we knew the Canadians were in trouble when Carey Price went down, and it was just sort of a matter of time before New York finished him off. They really fought for the rest of the series. So, you know, hats off to Montreal for sticking with it, because anytime you have an injury of that magnitude in the playoffs, it's tough. I mean, Look at what the Thunder look like in the first two games of the series without Serge Ibaka.
Right.
I think it kind of speaks to how great it is that Ibaka was able to come back, because you never want to have a team fighting not at full strength when it matters the most. You want everybody healthy just to see a good series. And honestly, I can see Oklahoma City winning by 18 in Game 6.
I could, too. That's the way the series
then
is gone, yeah.
Game 7, who knows? Anything right. can happen in a Game 7. So I think that one's destined for 7 games. But, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah,
to be a road team in the Western Conference Finals is just
It's rough. Tough. You can't – I mean, it's you're not winning, period. That's how it's going. All right, really quickly now, the Clips. $2 billion? $2 billion, folks. If you haven't heard, the Clippers are, you know, trying to schedule a deal right now where Shelly Sterling – She sent out a media release that Sterling Family Trust has agreed to sell the team to former Microsoft chief executive Steve Ballmer for $2 billion. That's unbelievable. Insane in the membrane. The sale price would be almost four times the previous NBA franchise high, which was $550 million paid, of course, for the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, that's unbelievable. That's the second highest price ever paid for a North American sports team. That just blows my mind because you talk about the NBA and, you know, you compare it to other leagues, and especially I'll compare every sport to the NFL. And there's no NFL team that even comes close to that. I mean, that's unbelievable to me, man. $2 billion? I mean, that's crazy.
$2 billion, and it isn't even the most popular team in the city.
Right, exactly.
Can you imagine what the Lakers would go for?
Oh, gosh. I can
imagine. Like a $1 trillion acquisition. It's just crazy the amount of money that is involved in the world of sports.
Right, exactly. If you look at the NBA most valuable franchises now, the Clippers are at $2 billion, of course, and the Knicks are number two at $1.4 billion. The Lakers are $1.4 billion as well. And again, this is one of the highest, you know, franchises now, you know, bidding franchises in the entire North American sports. That just blows my mind.
The Dodgers are the only one that were more.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. The Dodgers are the only team franchise that you can put up there on that mantle. It really blew my mind because I thought that when Donald Sterling came out and said that, yeah, I've had offers of $2 billion, I thought he was just blowing smoke. I didn't think it was serious. And, you know, now he's had a pretty close relationship with Mr. Ballmer, and boom, there you have that. So that's insane in the membrane. Matt, really quickly, favorite moment of the week?
Oh, not a favorite moment. I just want to address yesterday in Throwback Thursday, I mentioned Dan Weldon winning the 2005 and 2011 Indy 500. I made a comment that if I were to bet on the next time the Indy 500 would be on May 29th, I would put my money on Weldon. That would be a fool's bet. Unfortunately, Weldon passed away in a car crash in October of 2011. So I just wanted to clear up for listeners.
Gotcha.
Just so, you know,
right,
when 2016 rolls around, you're not putting money on Dan Weldon. So,
yeah, don't
so
do that.
I will dedicate my Spelling Bee championship to Mr. Weldon.
Good deal. Hey, that was nice. That was
very good
trivia,
man.
Alex, what about you? Favorite?
Yeah, my favorite moment, I have to give you some credit, Al. That Shalique Calhoun interview was the best interview that I've heard from you.
Really?
It was
that good?
I thought it was really well done. You kind of took him out of the typical, you know, X's and O's, that typical athlete kind of mindset, and just talked about, you know, some of his pastimes in Middletown and some favorite memories. It's really cool to hear about his basketball days and whatnot. So props to you, Al. Well done.
Yeah, I'm gonna second that.
Oh,
and Shalique was great too, and
he
was so open. It just seemed so genuine. He was happy to be there. It wasn't any kind of rehearsed answers or anything. It just seemed genuine, off-the-cuff, comfortable interview. So,
absolutely.
Great job all around.
Right, yeah, definitely. Shalique made the interview. I mean, he, like I said, he was so open and he's so charismatic. I mean, the kid could have a radio show right now. I mean, I told him that on the air. He was great. Again, you can catch that episode if you didn't catch it. It's on Current Sports TV on video.wkr.org. You can catch it right then and catch it if you didn't catch it last night. So, fair moment for me. The spelling bee was pretty hilarious. It was actually Netiquette. I'm sorry. It was Netiquette. It was Netiquette, folks.
Oh, all along.
Oh, boy. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's Current Sports. Have a great weekend. You've been listening to Current Sports with me, Al Martin, on WKR East Lansing. As always, take care. Have a fantastic weekend. Again, it's gorgeous outside. And, hey, be easy, people.